bills to pay, so he called on Steve Stebbins. Steve once again came through. Lefty said that he needed to work, and Steve put together a tour that would help Lefty with his money problems. The only trouble was this tour was almost 4 months long, starting in March 1954 and going into July. The previous year, Steve had booked a three-month tour, and it almost killed Lefty and everyone else. Lefty had a different reason for the tour this time. He had obligations, and he was a man of his word. He paid his bills. The tour would bring in enough money to pay those obligations, even if it was 4 months long. A great band was put together for this tour. Floyd Kramer was picked as band leader and given the job of finding the other players. Kramer chose DJ Fontana on drums, Chug Wigginton on bass, Bill Peters on fiddle, Jimmy Day on steel guitar, and Van Howard on rhythm guitar and his frontman. The band was named the Drifting Cowboys and was probably one of the best bands ever to back Lefty. This tour took Lefty and the Cowboys all over the Southwest, through California, and up into the Northwest. With the money Lefty made from this tour, he and Alice were able to clear up their many debts and move to California. First, they rented a small place in Pasadena, and then another in Granada Hills in the San Fernando Valley. It wasn't long before they were able to purchase a nice ranch-type home with a pool in the backyard. Lefty liked appearing on television, and Steve kept him busy playing clubs around California and every once in a while a longer tour out of state. Lefty thought he could go on like this forever. He was still recording, but not cutting any hits. At least Columbia Records didn't think so. Lefty didn't receive promotion on anything during this time.